WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Training, daily Stoic wisdom for resilience. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, you probably spend a good chunk of your day navigating the roller coaster of emotions. Ever feel like you're at the mercy of your feelings? Like joy, anger, fear they just come crashing in and take over the wheel. Well, I've got news for you. You don't have to be a passenger on that emotional roller coaster. The Stoics, these ancient Greek and Roman philosophers, had a few things figured out about managing our emotions. They believed we shouldn't try to suppress our feelings, but rather understand them, accept them, and ultimately choose how we respond to them. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals, kind of like little flares going off inside you. Instead of panicking and running from the flare, the Stoics taught us to calmly assess what triggered it, understand what message it's trying to convey, and then decide how best to navigate the situation. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways from the Stoic philosophy that can help us manage those emotional flares. First, recognize that you can't control external events. You know that feeling when something completely out of your hands throws a wrench in your day? Traffic jam, spilled coffee, missed flight, those are the things we often try to control, but let's face it, sometimes life just happens. The Stoics understood this and they emphasized focusing on what you can control. Your thoughts and actions. Think about it like this, you can't control the weather, but you can choose to wear a raincoat. Second, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and really tuning into what's going on inside your head and body. When those emotional flares go off, mindfulness helps you step back and observe them instead of getting swept away by them. It's like watching a wave crash on the shore. It's powerful, but it eventually passes. Third, reframe negative thoughts. We all have those pesky negative voices in our heads, whispering doubts and fears. The Stoics believed we should challenge these thoughts and try to see things from a different perspective. Instead of thinking this is terrible, maybe ask yourself, what's the opportunity here, or how can I learn from this? Sometimes a little mental shift can make all the difference. 4. Focus on what truly matters. We often get caught up in chasing external validation and material possessions, but the Stoics emphasize focusing on things that truly bring us fulfillment. Relationships, personal growth, and making a positive impact on the world. Remember, happiness comes from within, not from external circumstances. And finally, practice gratitude. This might seem cliché, but taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can have a profound effect on your emotional well-being. It shifts your focus away from what's lacking and towards what you already have. Think about it, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a funny meme, these little things can brighten your mood and make all the difference. Let me share a real-world example to illustrate this. Say you're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and stressed. You could let that anger take over, or you could use this time as an opportunity to practice Stoic principles. First, remind yourself that you can't control the traffic, it is what it is. Take a deep breath, focus on your surroundings. Maybe listen to some calming music. Instead of dwelling on the frustration, think about something you're grateful for, like having a car to travel in or a loved one to call when you get out. Reframe the situation. Maybe this extra time allows you to catch up on a podcast or simply enjoy some quiet time. You see, by applying these Stoic principles, you can turn a frustrating experience into a moment of mindfulness and self-awareness. So remember, folks, emotions are part of life, but they don't have to control you. By practicing the wisdom of the Stoics, you can navigate those emotional waves with grace, resilience, and even a sense of humor. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps me keep creating content that resonates with you. And until next time, remember to choose your thoughts wisely and live a life of purpose and meaning. Keep training those minds.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.